Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Dinner with Jesus. It is time for you to sit back and relax as you eat your dinner and listen to the divine messages for today. And we will start, as always, by introducing ourselves. So here is the magical DC Love.
Hello, Barbara. Hello, everyone. Yes, this is the magical DC Love. It's so wonderful to be here. A little bit about me. Well, the journey that I'm on started off with sugar cookies flying off of my countertop. My cell phone began texting me, and it was my cousin's friend from the other side. And then spirit sat upon me to get my attention, so I had no other choice but to listen, and I'm so glad that I did, because all of this propelled me to where I am today on this beautiful path. I'm certified with the American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums, and I laugh when I say that because I could hear in my ear Joan Rivers saying, yes, DC, and you're certifiable. Well, with her as my guide, you know, one of my guides, I probably am. As well as being certified with the American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums, I'm also published in some of their books. And I have to say, this part of my journey here, it happened suddenly. It was unexpected. And it really changed the course of my life forever. I did discover that I had a strong connection with spirit. And since then, I've never looked back. I had a work background, and it was in law enforcement, but I've traded in my 357, and now I offer angelic love instead. And I channel and I bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, as well as my in-spirit dog, Ginger. And I can't forget Joan Rivers, my not-so-divine guide. She and I connected while she was in a coma. I was walking past my TV, and I heard, can you tell Melissa and Cooper I'm okay? And I was looking around thinking, there's nobody here but me. And I responded. I said, I'm sorry, but I'm a little bit out of the loop. You better find someone else. So lo and behold, probably about 5 or 6 hours later, is when Joan responded to me. And she actually threatened me. I can't say what she said, but the really, really funny thing is that we've been together ever since. And she's left the door open, and those on the other side, they walk through it continually. My chance encounter with Joan has given me access to the most fascinating, as well as a wide variety of divine source. And it really helps me to relate and work with people that are worldwide and from all walks of life. My journey has been anything but normal, but I wouldn't have it any other way. So long story short, my purpose is to help people in a loving way. Love is what I am. It's what I do. It's what I listen to. Good evening, everyone. This is the magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. And I am the divinely anointed, appointed, activated, incomparable Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. And my whole journey has been about learning the truth. Learning the truth about who I am, about what life is about what's possible, about what's not possible. And I found that I needed to go within and have conversations with the divine beings who are here to assist me to learn about me. They know me way better than I've ever known myself. And they've helped me to open up to my own life and to make the changes that resonate with my heart and to get out of my head. And I find that that is something that most people need to do, is get out of their head. So if you live the life where you are always saying, oh, if I'd only done this, or this wouldn't have happened if I just listened and I'd done what I knew I was supposed to do, that's in your head. That's all being in your head. And it's never going to bring you to joy and fulfillment and happiness, because, frankly, that's just not what your head does. So get out of your head. Go into your heart. If you want to learn more about me, you can check out my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Okay, DC, it is time for us to hear some messages. So what do you have for us?
Well, I have a small message. It's not going to be really, really long. I did have some dental work done earlier, and I'm still a little bit numb. So if my words sound funny, I am so sorry. I'm going to do the best I can here, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Dearest children, today I invite each of you to live a conscious life, one of awareness, living a life of choice and becoming aware of all the decisions that you make. In doing so, you let go of worry, worries of the past and worries of the future. As well, you are able to find joy and fulfillment in the now. You need not struggle with each day. You need only to become fully present in each moment. Each of you are very special to me. I want you to live each day of your life, not just exist. I am talking about having a life that you want, not one that you settle for. You must realize that you are worthy of such a life, and why not live a life of greatness? You are so important to me and to the world. You are here to do a job that only you can do. Are you ready for this beautiful transition? I will help you to connect with your own inner guidance. You simply need to remember who you are and that you are deserving of the life you've envisioned. I am here to empower you to create the life of your dreams. Connect with your true essence and focus on what you believe about yourself. I want for you what you want for you. Nothing more, nothing less. Maintain a positive mindset and become more enlightened and conscious of your true potential, being able to act on what you know, and then being able to grow and expand your consciousness and live a life of purpose. You are here to achieve your greatest self. That is what evolution is all about. You are here to make a difference in the world. I will help you to find meaning in your struggle and see beyond it and give you the courage to make the changes needed, no matter how difficult they may seem. You see, each circumstance you face is a gift, and in each experience lies a hidden treasure. I've given you the tools to create the life that you've dreamed of. So today, consciously choose to make a life rather than continuing to exist. Use your tools, your gifts, and your talents to live the fulfillment of your God-given dreams. I love you, Jesus. So, Barbara, that is my message for today.
Wonderful. Well, let's see what Jesus wants to say to us right now. Don't forget that you are always creating what you are experiencing. And this is true for each and every one of you, even if you don't believe that it's true. Even if you think that there is some divine force that is supposed to come along and fix your life, we're sorry to disappoint you. But you are the one who decides what you live. And you decide it based on what you believe, what you talk about, what you present out into the world. And if all you present out into the world is chaos and frustration, then that is all that you are creating in your life. And we cannot save you. Frankly, you don't need to be saved. You are the one who has the power to create that amazing life that you are choosing to live. And if you're not choosing to live that amazing life, why not? Why are you holding on to what doesn't work? Why hold on to the frustration? Why hold on to the fear? Why hold on to the chaos? If you don't want to live that, let it go. And it is that simple. Just let it go. And then decide what it is that you really desire, what it is that's important to you, and accept it into your life. Talk about it. Dream about it. Write about it. Draw it. make it the focus of you. And that is what brings it to you. So remember, if your life is not working, then you have to change. If you don't change, then your life will simply continue to not work. It is your choice. We help you as much as we can, as much as you allow us to, but we cannot save you. You do not need to be saved. You simply need to allow yourself to change. It makes all the difference in the world. It is your choice. Okay, that's what he wanted to say.
Beautiful. Thank you, Barbara.
You are welcome. Let me open the chat room while I'm thinking about it. And anyone who wants to call in, the number is 646-716-5045. And if you log into Blog Talk, you can type a question in the chat room. Okay, and we will go to our first caller from area code 570. Hello, who's this?
Michelle again.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi. Your message was right on point. I guess I am creating my own terrible life.
Well, you know what, then if that's how you feel, you can recreate it and recreate it and recreate it. You can do it over and over until you feel like it's the life that you truly deserve.
Yeah. I feel very, I don't know what I'm a mess again, still every day a mess, and I'm getting one day closer every day to leaving here and getting, I don't know, not good.
Okay, so, I mean, you do want to move forward, that we know.
Right.
And you're moving to somewhere that I believe you said that you can afford?
Not really, but I have no choice. And then the place that I was going to try, there were like 200 people waiting to get in there. So he never wrote back. And then something else just popped up, but like everything that keeps popping up is like, it's really kind of too late to change, you know, trucks and my mail and all kinds of things. Like, I don't know if I'm supposed to, or if I'm supposed to be in Old Forge for a reason. I kind of feel like I am supposed to be there for a reason that I don't know about. I don't know if I'm wrong.
Okay. Well, I'm just getting, you know, Spirit is saying there's a lot of uncertainty there.
Yeah.
So, you know, have you been meditating?
I do my one meditation every night. I do, yeah.
But, okay. Is it
nothing.
Helping?
No. No.
Okay,
I
do you connect
to
intuition, Michelle, when you ask, now when you ask, you know, how, you know, how will you feel if you do pick, you know, the apartment in Old Forge? How does your stomach feel? Does it feel warm and, you know, like a nice feeling?
No.
Is it,
no.
No?
Scary and unknown that if I'm going to be able to do it or not. And I'm not sure. And that's the part that makes me sick, that I don't know if I'm going to be able to do it. And I don't want to get there and not be able to do it and then not be able to get out of it. I don't know. And I don't have much time left. Like, I'm less down to less, like, a week. It's like dwindled. The time is dwindled. I have to call the post office by tomorrow if I was going to change my mail from there. And I don't know if anything's going to come up or if I just need to just go there. Because I don't know. I'm not clear.
Well, are you
able
to afford, you know, if you do go there, are you able to afford to live there?
I will eke by, barely. I mean, I'll be able to eke by, but I'm going to have to try to get a little bit of help. But other than that, like, it's not going to be, there's not much wiggle room to do much of anything.
Okay.
Other than pay bills, you know, and That's what scares me in the area. I don't know very well. I don't know anybody there. I don't know the area well. I don't know much about it. And I already gave the guy money, and I don't think he'll give it back. And I don't really have anywhere else to go either. Things keep coming up, but they don't really work out, like, or they don't
kind of
fit. I don't know what I'm doing.
When you gave the gentleman money, did you like what you saw?
Kind of. There was, because of the COVID, there is no place, everything is no availabilities. And so at the time, I took it because I didn't know what else to do. And because I haven't been thinking clear for 6 months now, honestly. And,
right.
You know, Barbara explained to me about intuition and thinking, and that makes more sense to go by your gut. And
right.
It came a little bit too late because now I'm too far out into it to be trying to fix the messes I've made, and I don't know what to do. Like, I did the cycling up, I tried all of this stuff, I did the innate, I don't know what else to do.
Okay.
Kind of lost.
I would just, like you said, sit and just breathe, you know, and, you know, just get into that heart space and everything. And you will, like you said, you'll feel your consciousness, because I'm getting for you, you have to sit for a while, and you have to think. And that's something it's like almost like you're just zipping through and you're running around, and there's the thought process seems like it's not there, hon. You know?
No. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But
the thinking is what gets me in trouble, is thinking.
Right. Right. Well, I mean, I kept getting from spirit, if you have any kind of, like, uncertainty about, you know, a decision that you are making, the best thing is to sit. Sit and you know, connect with your intuition. So that's, you know, what I had gotten for that. And then when
I
you do sit there and you think and you just, like, let spirit connect through your, you know, your intuition, your gut area, you feel, you know, that you could feel that spirit is with you, and you're able to, you know, you're able to make a decision. And right now I just feel like, you know, this is sort of like almost like an unsettling situation where,
mm-hmm.
you know, you're going to, you either stay, you know, you stay where you are, and you could explain to the landlord that you can't go. I mean, they can't, at this point, they can't evict you. They really cannot evict you, okay?
Some other man's mail coming to my house already.
Well,
they've already charged.
They could change it, but, I mean, if you go to this place, you know, then you're basically going to be stuck, right?
Well, it's a month-to-month lease. I'm not stuck, but I'm not, like, I don't know.
In the respect that you wouldn't have, you know, the money
no.
to get to move, correct?
No, I wouldn't, correct.
Right.
But I just feel in some way that I'm supposed to be there for some reason, but I don't even understand. Because everything has shut down to the point where that's the only place that is open for me to be.
Well,
and
I mean, the area itself that you're speaking of is a nice area. Okay, I don't know
mm-hmm.
the specific, you know, residence
yeah.
that you've, but the area itself is a nice area. So I feel like you're going to be in a really nice area.
Mm-hmm.
If it's month to month, then, you know, if you feel like you have to get out of the old place, then, you know, then give it a shot, you know. But you've got to watch where you move to. You know, I just get like, I get a little bit of an uneasy feeling that you're picking different areas that are like all over the place.
That are wrong, might not be right. I know, that's what I keep thinking too.
And I feel like the area that you're in, it's reasonable in
that,
respect to living,
it's
like
really,
living expenses are more reasonable.
But, well, now they're raising the rents even higher than ever before, like to almost way more than anybody. Everybody's leading because of how much they're raising the rents to here. So it's not even livable or doable here either anymore. And the landlord is impossible. And I've
Well, see, you know what? Like I said, see if you can get state assistance once you get in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you might be able to get some state assistance. So either
mm-hmm.
with utilities or, you know, rent assistance, because there are many, you know, programs available.
I've called a ton of places, and they said I have to wait till I'm there a month before I even see if I qualify for anything.
Wait the month. And I know that, like, there's different – the programs are out there. And, you know, you've got to let go – Then if you feel that you have to be there, then just, you know, then try it. Give it a shot.
I don't know if that's me thinking that or is it true. Is there a reason why I'm going to this place? Because I feel like there, every door has shut but this one for reasons that I don't understand.
The only thing I could say, this is your journey, but the only thing I can say is that, you know, you're picking an area that is reasonable in regard to, like, living, you
know?
So, I mean, it's not, you know, if you wanted to go out and, you know, grab something to eat or go to the grocery store, it's still a reasonable area, okay?
Yeah.
So I don't feel really bad about it. I would feel better if there was, you know, if you had a little bit more pocket money after you paid all your, you know, your rent and your bills.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel, like, really bad about it. And I'm getting that, you know, I do feel like you're going to feel better and you're going to become more confident.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And
mm-hmm.
you've got to let go of these emotional, there's some kind of emotional attachments with you moving.
I know. I don't know what it is. I've never felt like this before, ever. I moved a lot. I don't know what's going on with this. This place, though, is filled with such negative. There's a very, very bad imprint on where I live. Very bad. And I don't know what it is, but it's bad. It's been here for years. I know I need to get away from it.
You know, moving forward, then, you know, hopefully you'll clear that energy and you'll be able to be more grounded and make better decisions.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But the angels are saying it is time to make a decision and go with it, okay?
I really don't have a choice.
Know,
I'm leaving next Saturday. Like, next Saturday is my move-out date. That's it. It's done.
Well, you've got to become a little bit more centered, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And just focus on moving forward.
Yeah.
Okay? Like I said, it's not, you know, it's not a bad area that you're moving to. It's nice. And I do feel like you have to just really be cautious in regard to finances.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you've got to watch in that area. But I do feel once you make a decision, like I said, to go forward, you're going to feel better. You're going to have a little bit more emotional well-being.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I feel like your attitude will improve. And I feel like, you know, there's health issues that will also improve.
Yeah, it's bad. Like, it's the bad ventilation in here and everything and all the stuff you inhale, and I don't know what
it's
done to me.
Okay, well, if you're moving and,
like,
you know, like I said, in so many
mm-hmm.
days, well, you know, put it in the back of your mind for now because you're not going to be dealing with it a lot longer, okay?
No, I know. Yeah, I'm just scared.
So it's about going forward, but you do have to have a little bit more balance. And I do feel like things are going to happen. Like, many things are going to happen, like, all at once, or maybe, like, one and then another. And, you know, I feel like, you know, this is a storm presently that you're going through, but you're going to have calm after the storm. You're going to, you know, your health is going to feel better. You're going to have a little bit more happiness, and you're going to feel like, okay, I feel like I could rest now. I could recharge my batteries, and I'm going to get through this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
So I do, you know, I don't feel bad about, you know, the area. The area is really good. Like I said, once you're there a month, you know, progressively check into what is available for you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I do feel like, you know, things start to open up for you and you're in the flow of, like, a more positive energy. Okay? So that
mm-hmm.
feels good as well. Okay? And...
Mm-hmm.
You made the decision. Now, just you've got to stay on track. The angels are saying, stay on track, Michelle. Go forward.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Just focus.
So
no
more wavering on other, looking at other places at the last minute then. Like, because it's
I
making
feel like
me crazy.
You do that, like I said, like you're saying, you know, prices are going up. I don't feel like it's going to be where you're going to find something that's going to be a lot cheaper. Mm-hmm. Oh, and
well, they have
I mean, the area that you're moving to.
Areas are bad and the places aren't so great.
Yeah, the Old Forge area is nice, in fact. Okay.
No, I know. That's why I thought that I would be around a better kind of people that would help me more than being around the other places with the other kind of people, which would bring me down.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, the area is wonderful. And I just, like I said, one of the biggest things that, you know, I'm getting is that, you know, like finances, but I feel like, you know, that you can do things to be able to, you know, to bring in more money. And I feel like you said, there's programs that you're qualifying for, but you have to do what they said and be there a month, you know, and
mm-hmm.
allow them to help, you know, but you can reach out. Okay. And you are very
mm-hmm.
intuitive. You've got your intuition. You've got to, you know, be able to just sit and breathe, close your eyes and allow, you know, allow the good to come to you. And I am getting like, you know, like things are going to turn out well. I've heard that several times. Do not be afraid.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, so Archangel Michael is with you, and he's helping. He's saying, Michelle, I'm walking with you, and
mm-hmm.
he's cutting all the negative cords of attachment and the negative
mm-hmm.
energy from where you reside presently.
Yes,
and he's saying, I know that for you. Yeah, you have a
mm-hmm.
heaviness within,
mm-hmm.
okay? And it really is, like, it's heavy and it weighs you down. Okay,
yeah.
And I feel like this is a time to break free and go forward.
Yeah, I can't stay here. That's why I can't stay longer, because it's killing me even to stay here as long as I have. I've been here 8 years, and it's been progressively just like we're getting worse and worse and worse, like by the day. And it's not safe. It's not my safety net anymore. It's a noose around my neck. This place.
Okay, well,
there's something in these places. People die, people get divorced, there's just so many bad things that are happening within these townhouses. I don't understand that I couldn't clear. I tried to clear it, I couldn't fix it. And I know there's stuff here. I just don't know why I can't get rid of it or how bad it is or what it is, but I know I need to get out away from it, like fast.
So focus on going forward. Don't focus on that. That's going to be part of your old story, not your, you know, just story
know,
going forward.
I
because
I,
if you look ahead and backward, you're going to see miracles
mm-hmm.
are coming your way. Solutions, miracles.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Divine assistance.
Yeah.
Happiness, hope. You know, that's what I see going forward.
Yeah, that's why
so
I didn't want to ask for more time here, because more time here is just more pain here.
Okay,
you know?
Well then you... forward, like I said, I know that the area itself is a very nice area. So,
yeah.
I mean, that to me feels like a good decision, as long as you're able to financially, you know, be able to keep yourself afloat, you know?
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm worried about.
But again, you know, give it that month. And, you know, in the interim, you could probably call and get some other, like, little bits of assistance here and there as well. You know, there's things that you can get. And I do feel, like I said, it's almost like you're in this big cloud and the cloud is lifting off of you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Some of the unwellness that you feel is physical, but some of it is, it's like almost like a, it doesn't feel like an earthly, you know, energy. So there is something, you know, and you are going
mm-hmm.
to be moving. So it does feel good. Okay, so
mm-hmm.
concentrate on just getting yourself ready to go forward and looking forward to that positive, you know, happy next chapter of your life, okay? Because I do feel positivity is waiting for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so try to meditate, you know, follow your intuition, you know, focus on clearing your mind and getting rid of the chatter and allow yourself to move forward, okay? Because I do feel, you know, like you've got to stop the cycles that you keep repeating. You've got to get rid of the pattern.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's, you know, so many unresolved issues and emotions, but you're going to have the opportunity to clear them. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And if you feel an emotion, bless it for the power to inform, let it go. You could say, as Barbara, you know, tells everyone, dear innate, I release. So if you're feeling something, even if you don't know what it's stemming from, release it. Okay? And visualize Archangel cutting those cords, Michelle, of negativity. And visualize yourself breaking.
Yeah, I'm doing the cords and the hooks every day. I remove them every day. I bind them and send them to the foot of the cross every day. Every day.
Okay, well, you could just, like I said, Archangel Michael is standing next to you, and he's willing to do his job, you know, to cut the cords and release and, you know, to just help you with that. But I feel like you're trying to take on everything yourself and not allowing your divine team to come in and help you. Okay?
I really need them to come in and help me back.
Well, allow them to come in. It's not your job, you know, to do what you're doing. You just ask for the help and just be willing to release. Release all those, you know, old patterns, all those old cycles. Okay? And know once he cuts the cord, they are, you know, they are cut. They are released. They are no longer with you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I do see that you have a lot of spiritual assistance as well from the other side. Okay? So you're not, you know, you're never alone. Okay? The only thing that I have to ask you is I just got like a little teeny message. Is your vehicle running well?
I'm getting it inspected tomorrow.
Okay, because I feel like there might be a little something that's not right, but I don't feel like it's major, but I just feel like maybe just a little something, you know?
It's paid off.
I'm getting it to tomorrow, okay?
Yeah. I hope there's nothing wrong with it because I can't afford to fix it. I'm just going for inspection tomorrow.
Okay, well, we're just going to, but I didn't get it was anything big, you know, but just to have it checked, okay? So maybe by just looking at it, inspecting it, they could, you know, they'll alleviate the problem, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hope it's not bad.
But stay a little bit more grounded and focused on going forward with your energy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Know that you have this beautiful connection to the angels. You know, your divine team is with you. And they want to help you. This is a time for you to have new beginnings. And I know going forward into the unknown is scary, but I feel like this is going to be a positive cycle of your life, okay?
Okay, so no more looking at other places then. Am I done with that? Because it's really bothering me. It keeps coming up on my phone, and I keep questioning them, and I don't know. And I just need to...
Yeah, I mean, I know... What to tell you is I know... that you are talking about presently where you are moving, the city is nice, you know?
Yeah.
It's very nice.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
And you're not, you know, you're in a relatively smaller, you know, like a hometown place, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the energy is really nice. And you're getting away from the people that you're presently surrounded by.
I need to do that badly, yes.
It's time. Michelle, that's what I'm getting from the angels. It is time to start anew. It is time for a resolution of all this unresolved, you know, energy and, you know, issues, like all of this. It's time to go forward, you know. And I feel like as you go forward, you won't have that scattered feeling, okay? But until then, like, you take only a few minutes a day to just breathe and go within before you do a nighttime meditation is going to help. Because as I, you know, said the other day, the minutes add up.
Yeah.
So if you take, you know, a couple minutes here or there of just closing your eyes and breathing and focusing on going inward, it all adds up, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to discover who you truly are, you know, and why you came here and what your, you know, what your mission is. So I do feel like problems resolve, and, you know, this is temporary. And going forward, it's going to be such a beautiful story. It's not going to be what it's filled with presently.
Yeah.
I believe that you deserve to have a beautiful future, you know, filled with all the good things, okay? So stay grounded, trust your intuition, and just visualize the life that you want and allow it to, you know, become your reality, okay? So that's what I have, but helped.
Thank you.
And I'm going to turn you over to Barbara. But like I said, Michelle, the area that you are going to move into is a nice area. And, you know, as opposed to the bigger cities that you were looking in, you know, where you're just a number as opposed to a person,
I know. I get it. I know. It's been bothering me. Everything's bothering me about that, about making a wrong decision and trying to get out of this one. I don't know why. But everything keeps leading me back to this decision.
Well, you know what? You've learned the lesson that you had to learn. You were there for the duration you needed to be. Now it's time to go forward. You've got to let it go. Leave it behind. It's time to go forward and, you know, get ready for the beautiful next chapter of your life. But do not be afraid to call upon your angels. They're ready to connect with you. They're ready to help you. You know, they're ready to guide you. All you have to do is say, you know, please help me. And they'll be there and, you know, help you to have whatever assistance you are needing. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just wake up with an attitude of gratitude and just say thank you to the angels. Thank you. Okay? Mm-hmm. And know that, you know, you are entitled to have this amazing life. Okay?
Okay. Barb? Thank you.
Okay, Michelle, here is the message that your team and there are several goddesses who are also part of your team now, and this is what they all want you to understand. Okay, here it is. You really are a creator. We want you to really hear what we are saying to you. We work with you every day trying to help you to let go. You are one of those interesting people who is often saying, dear innate, I release, dear innate, I let go, but you don't actually do it. It is like you don't want to live this issue that you are living, but you are afraid that you will never be able to let it go. And so you don't release it. So you are the one who keeps yourself in these cycles, the cycles of negativity, the cycles of lack, the cycles of being surrounded by negative people, the cycles of never being able to find what you're looking for. Because while you are looking for something better, you are believing that you will not find it. And it is what you believe that you create. And so instead of just simply letting go, and truly, just letting go. It's gone. You let go and immediately call it back. You let go and you immediately call it back. You let go and you immediately call it back. We want you to begin to let go. For real. And we are suggesting that one of the ways that you can do this is to have paper where you can write down whatever it is that you are letting go of. Take the paper, ball it up, put it in the trash, and don't touch it again. And this is to remind yourself that you are not supposed to go and go through the trash to pull out what you've already thrown away for fear that maybe you didn't really throw it away. It is like we tell to people who are gardeners. You ready the soil. You get it perfect for what you are planting. You put the seeds in. You cover them over. You water them. And you let them grow. You don't go and dig them up every day to see how they're doing. When you let go, you let go. So as we are speaking with you now, we are clearing all of that negativity from you. All of it. Please don't go get it back. We are taking you to a point of peace and relaxation. A point where you can tap into your intuition and receive the messages that are there for you. And let go of all of the thinking. So much that is just turmoil in your head, in your life. And we are letting all of that go from you. All of it. So from this point on forward, all you need to do is decide what you wish to live. That's it. There is no long discussions about it. There is no weighing the pros and cons. There is no discussion of what happened last week and the possibility of it carrying on. You simply decide what you want to live. And everything else you let go of, you just let it go like a piece of trash. You ball it up, you throw it away, and it's gone. Let it go. It is the most important thing for you to learn. That is what all of this is teaching you. Let go. Truly, let go. Breathe deeply now and let go. And once you make a decision about where you want to live, that's it. You made your choice. And then you let go and allow yourself to move forward on the path that you have chosen. Do not beat yourself up about it. When you let go, let go. Let go. Let go. Let go. Okay, I can feel your mind settling. How do you feel?
I feel better. I don't want it back. I don't want any of it back. I want to let it go.
About getting it back. Once you let go, you don't talk about what you let go of. You just told me that you didn't want to get it back, which was you going through the trash, pulling it back out.
And Barbara, this morning I was thinking about Michelle, and I posted something on Facebook, and now it just popped up in front of me. It takes the exact same amount of time and energy to imagine wonderful things as it does to worry. And the results are incredibly different. So please, Michelle, focus on just the wonderful things that are coming. And you're moving forward. You're moving. You've learned what you had to learn. You've learned from the past. And you realize now that you are as important as any other person. And, you know, when people see you, they say, wow, I love her energy. And she has so much to offer to the world. People see you, you know, as someone that they want to get to know. They think she's physically attractive. She has, you know, an intellectual attractiveness. And, Michelle, you do have a great deal of wisdom and many things to really contribute, you know, and you're finally learning about the power that you have within. because you have chosen to see yourself the way others see you. And we see you as that amazing woman, you know, that we connected with years ago that had so much knowledge to share with others. So you're going to start sharing that knowledge again.
Mm-hmm.
You truly will. But you've got to realize it takes the exact same amount of time and energy to imagine wonderful things as it does to worry. So you choose.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so just get happy about moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you made a good choice. You know, the city is a very nice city, so you really did make a good choice.
Okay.
So simply move forward and allow your life to change.
Yes.
And let everything go. And really, let it go. Don't go digging back through the trash. Let it
surrender and know that, you know what, you're not, and two, you know what, Ginger just took your trash out, so there's nothing to take out of the trash, Michelle. It's empty. And surrender to the universe and allow your divine team to help you to go forward. Oh, my goodness. This is your time. So Ginger's saying, in the meantime, you know, why don't you sit and take your, you know, take a load off and watch a chick flick or something, you know?
Yeah, I do. I need to do that.
Just relax. You've got to have a little downtime where you're focusing on something, you know, that you would, like you said, something funny, you know, a nice, you know, chick flick, whatever it is, and just, you know, when you're doing that, there is no world. There's just you and this beautiful movie, and just relax.
Is there going to be something wrong with my car tomorrow, like, for the inspection, like, that's going to cost me?
Yeah, no, I just...
digging in the trash again.
Yep, you're in the trash, and it just said you know, to have it checked, and you are having it checked. Your intuition, you know, you're getting it inspected, so you already were intuitive in that respect, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you already set up the appointment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, like I said, I just got to have it checked. That's the only thing I got, was just have it checked, and you are. Okay, and you know, don't look for things, just go forward, okay? And I'll look for all the good stuff. Because when you start looking, you're going to find it. You're going to find the joy. You're going to find the happiness. And you're going to, you know, call in and tell us about all the, you know, decisions you made and all the things that you're manifesting, Michelle, all the beautiful things. And suddenly, you know, like you're creating. And you're creating and you're creating, and it's all good, okay?
Mm.
It's going to be wonderful, but you've got to believe it, because you know what? You've got to affirm that, you know, I am an incredible manifester, because you truly are. Okay?
Yeah, thank you.
And, you know, you're going to start using all of those, you know, all of those lessons, all of those skills, all of those classes, all of your gifts, all of your wisdom, and you're going to manifest. And then you're going to help others to manifest. It's time. It's time to let go of everything that no longer serves you. And, you know, you've got to decide that this is your, you know, time to be happy. You're going to move to your happy place. You're going to have fulfillment. Okay? And you're going to open up to your share of unlimited abundance and blessings.
Mm.
You deserve it.
Mm, thank you.
You're welcome. It's going to be fine, Michelle. You've just really got to start believing that you know, you can have a wonderful life because you do deserve it. And then you're saying, how good can you stand it? Because that's how good it's going to get. So it's up to you. Okay?
Mm.
And just, you know, stay connected with us. Let us know how you're doing. We're here to help you, and We want to hear all the good stuff too, okay?
Mm.
Okay, so I said to Ginger, what is that? And she said, Mom, look. And I'm looking, I said, yeah, it looks like a hawk. She said, it is a hawk. She's saying she wants to tell you that's your power animal, your spirit animal, I guess. And the hawk is saying, Michelle, focus, prioritize, get rid of distractions, you know, and you've already decided, you know, the right action to take, and you just, you know, get happy about the path before you, really.
Mm.
Okay, so there's nothing but good coming your way, okay? But you've got to let go of all that other stuff. You really do.
Mm.
Okay?
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you both for hanging in there with me through all this mess.
We're here for you. That's what we do. We're in the hanging in there business.
This is a long one, I know.
That's okay. Yeah. It's okay. But you know what? I can't wait to connect with you again. And do you remember when you came on the show with us and you gave advice?
Yeah,
do you remember that?
Long time ago.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know, it's going to happen again. I know it will. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank you.
Relax for the rest of the evening, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Just in your happy place, Michelle.
Okay.
You're welcome, hon.
Thank you. Thank you, Barbara.
You're welcome. And, you know, if you send me messages that show me that you're in the trash, I'm just going to tell you to get. That means
out of trash. Mm-hmm.
That you're in the trash.
Okay. All right.
And he's going to put a little mouse trap there. So if you go to pick out anything from the trash, it's going to hurt.
Okay.
Ouch, I remember. Yeah. Okay, Ginger, I'm not supposed to take anything out of the trash. It's going to be fine.
Okay.
Thank
you.
God bless you.
All right, thanks. Have a good night.
You too,
hon.
All right, bye.
Okay. Well, DC, that is it for today.
Well, that's what we came to do, what we did. That's what we were supposed to do, and I'm glad that we, you know, were able to connect. And as I was talking to Michelle, the numbness went away.
Good. You're back to you.
Yes. I feel I am. I'm almost back to normal there, so it feels wonderful as well. Well, thank you, Barbara, and thank you, everyone. And we will be back on Sunday, I believe, right?
Yes, we will be back on Sunday.
Okay. Good night, everyone. Good night, Barbara.
Good night.